Members of the jury. This is an action on the part of the city of Marion to condemn certain land for use as city government buildings. Of course, to condemn this property means to set it aside for use by the public or the government of the public. The city of Marion bears the burden of proof in this action. The term burden of proof means the duty resting upon the party which has the affirmative of an issue to convince the minds of the jury by a preponderance of the evidence of the truth of that party's contention. By preponderance of the evidence is meant the evidence which possesses greater weight or more convincing power. It is not enough that the evidence of the party upon whom the burden of proof rests is of slightly greater weight or convincing power. It should proceed further and satisfy or persuade the minds of the jury before the burden of proof is discharged. The weight of the evidence is not arrived at by counting the number of witnesses. It is conceivable the evidence given by one witness has more convincing power than that given by several others who gave opposing evidence. Only if the events are equal should the greater number of witnesses carry the more convincing power. In regard to these meanings, I instruct you that in deciding the convincing power of evidence, you may take into account the knowledge, the witness's interest or lack of interest, candor or lack of candor, prejudice or lack of prejudice, the demeanor of the witnesses on the witness stand, and all the facts and circumstances that have been made to appear upon the trial. If you should find that any witness or witnesses have knowingly and have willfully testified falsely as to a fact in the case, you are free to disregard all of the testimony of that witness or those witnesses not corroborated by any other credible evidence in the case.